The duo Johnny Swim is the husband and wife team of Amanda Sudano and Abner Ramirez. They met in Nashville, started writing songs together, fell in love, maybe in that order.
We found love under stormy skies, never needed no reason why. Danger always was a friend of mine.
Abner Ramirez is the son of Cuban immigrants. Amanda Sudano Ramirez is the daughter of the late disco queen Donna Summer and producer and songwriter Bruce Sudano. They came by our studios recently to talk about their partnership and their debut album titled Diamonds. When you two got together and started writing songs and singing together, what did you hear in that? What did you discover about each other when you started doing that?
The first thing I noticed is that the more songs we wrote together, the more time we spent alone together, which is really all I was interested in. And the more the songs were good, the more chance of making out we had. So, I mean, honestly, this all was just a ploy to have this girl in my life. And so now I have to continue the ruse of playing music.
Yes.
But I found that even though I had sung with other people, there was a connection. There was kind of a something about it was good. And we got to the point of a song more quickly than with other people I would write with. It just felt right.
We hear you two trading off lines on the song Falling For Me.
Mm-hmm. I'm a diamond in the rough and wide. You're a heart that's just too wild and free. I'm looking for a hand to hold me. You're just looking for a chance to bring me to my knees.
I'm curious to ask you about this because when I listen to this, I feel like your voices are sounding very similar to each other. And I wonder, as you've gotten to know each other over the years, whether you think your voices have changed and have come closer together.
I think that it's a lot like a married couple that ends up looking alike, even though we looked alike before we got married. I think nothing actually changes, really, but you just it's perceived differently. But I think we may make room for each other a little more, or maybe we have, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it. But it's always felt right like this. It's always just felt just close enough to where it seemed like it worked.
Do you hear a similarity?
I definitely. Actually, quite often when we sing live, the biggest problem is making sure that our monitors are separate, because otherwise I can't tell sometimes who's singing what, because our voices are so similar that I'm like, is that me singing that? Nope, sorry, that's Abner. Okay, gotta find my note. But yeah, I think singing together for this long, I guess it's less that we melded into having singing the same and more, like Abner said, where we make room for one another, and more than, you know, walking in a straight line together, it's more like a dance where we've learned to kind of blend, I guess, even just in the inflections of things. And so I think maybe that's what I hear more than anything.
Some may say you're mad to chase a heart locked away on its own, so listen to me.
There ain't no thing in this world you'd like to be less than a wounded soul like me.
That's what you get falling for me.
You know, Amanda, as I listen to you sing, I also feel like I'm hearing a lot of your mother, Donna Summer. I'm hearing a lot of her voice, sort of the catch in your voice a little bit. Do you hear that?
I mean, I don't, but it's weird for me. People ask me a lot of questions about her voice and, you know, did she teach you to sing? It's my mom's voice. So in my head, you know, it's the first voice you hear. I did grow inside of her, so I've heard her voice my whole life. I don't remember not knowing her voice. So I'm sure there's things that I do like her. But I think it's just, it's a very different thing than looking physically like somebody else. I guess I'm just so used to her singing her songs, and she was a belter, you know? So I remember hearing a lot of these like beautiful, almost like opera songs, because she could yodel and do all this awesome stuff that I could never do. So it kind of sets it apart in my ear for me.
Mm-hmm. Abner, when you listen to Amanda sing, do you hear shades of Donna Summer in there too?
Nah, man, I hear Amanda Grace Sudano Ramirez, the baddest chick I know. I really do. It's fully her. As much as her fingerprint is unique to her, her voice is fully, fully Amanda and fully awesome.
Aw.
I married him for a reason, folks.
Your love is on fire on mountain tops, not down with me. Your heart is so wild, but never free.
I'm talking with Amanda Sudana Ramirez and Abner Ramirez. They are the group Johnny Swim. You know, you must have to spend so much time together on the road, at home, writing in the studio. Does it start to feel claustrophobic at any point? I mean, does it just feel like it's too much to be with each other, so much
no.
working?
Never. That never really happens.
That's not really,
because
yeah.
we're so intertwined, and it doesn't... I can get tired of other people if I see them at home and I see them on the road a bunch, because it feels like two separate occasions. This is just our life. Like, we cook together, mostly her.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we eat together at least, after you cook. And we sing together, and we travel together, and we get to do wonderful things like being here with you today, and it's all one kind of stream of life.
And I think it's almost the opposite of maybe what people expect. I think instead of it kind of the longer you're out on the road, it gets more and more claustrophobic. The longer you're out on the road, it gets nicer to have him there because he's the closest thing to home that I have. You know, home is where he is. So the farther I get away I get from being at home, the more I kind of cling to being near him because he gives me that sense of like, okay, everything's all right. And he kind of brings me back to home. So it's almost like it goes the opposite direction. It doesn't get more claustrophobic.
Yeah. And with what we do, there's so much giving. Like, there's so much that isn't us interacting all the time that oftentimes on a night of a show, the most we interact is on stage. And then by the time we get back to the hotel or home, we just pass out. So we've never gotten into a groove where a day's been boring, really. And so I think the greatest asset we have in our marriage is that we're on a constant adventure together.
Amanda and Abner, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's honestly a dream come true to be here.
Dream
Thank
come
you.
True.
Wow.
It is. Absolutely. Long road trips listening to NPR. We're in the building right now.
Now you are in it. Yes. You're in the mothership. Thanks so much for coming
in.
Thank
our pleasure.
You.
And Abner, you brought your guitar. Do you want to take us out with something?
Absolutely. Here we go.
In the wake of every heartache, in the depth of every fear, there were diamonds, diamonds, waiting to break out of here. We're the fire from the sun. We're the light when the day is done.
We are the brave, the chosen ones.
We're the diamonds, diamonds, rising up out the dust.
The title song, Diamonds, from the new CD by Johnny Swim, Abner, and Amanda Sudano Ramirez. And you can watch a live performance of Johnny Swim here at NPR. Their Tiny Desk concert is up at nprmusic.org.
Oh.